This has been a recording of She Blinded Me with Political Science, written by Things with Teeth, with voices by
voices of Pepper Potts, Christine Everhart, and Grace, provided by Beckingham.
Voices of Tony Stark and Jarvis were provided by Simon, a.k.a. Kupo on AO3 and Lunartic on most other sites.
Voices of Steve Rogers, Bruce Banner, and Clint Barton provided by *NEA3.
With the voices of Jane Foster, Natasha Romanoff, Thor, most of the ensemble cast, and our very own Darcy Lewis, by Litra. With cover art by Rena Jenkins. The original text for this story can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/448050. If you have enjoyed this story or this recording, please leave feedback for either the author or the reader or both. We will love you for it. Author's note, posted at the end of chapter 10. Wow, this story is done. I'm really not sure what to say. I sort of suspect that part of the reason this chapter took so long, other than life issues, is that writing She Blinded Me with Political Science has been such an amazing, positive experience for me, and I'm sad that it's over. The Avengers fandom is seriously the most wonderful, welcoming fandom that I've ever been a part of, and I've had an amazing time talking to you all in the comments and over on Tumblr. I don't think I can offer enough thanks to the various people who have commented or left kudos or bookmarked this story. Y'all have seriously made my year. That isn't to say that this will be the last project I work on for Avengers fandom, or the last time I write about Darcy. I have some other stories already in the works, and if you're interested in hearing about them as I write them, you can find me on Tumblr. I hope you've all had at least half as much fun reading this as I've had writing it. And I want to thank you, again, for your patience in sticking with the story in spite of how long it took me to finish. Big thanks also go out to J-Fire for editing this ridiculously long final chapter. It wouldn't have been the same, or half as good, without her. Reader's Notes. To echo Things with Teeth, wow. I first volunteered to record this story somewhere in the gap between Chapter 9 and Chapter 10. It has now been almost a year since then, and admittedly, I didn't start until after Chapter 10 was posted, but during all that time, I had no idea what I was getting into. I honestly did not expect this to come out to a 6.5-hour fic. And when I started recording, I also had no plans to bring in an ensemble cast. It wasn't until I was recording Chapter 3 that I realized I was starting to repeat myself as far as voices went, and I needed to bring in some other tones. Luckily, I had some friends who were willing to help, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart for being willing to hole up in my room to record this. It did mean that I had to spend nearly double the amount of time in editing, and if any of you are podfickers out there, you will know that editing is the worst part of the whole process. Nevertheless, I believe I will look back on this story fondly, and I hope that you all enjoyed listening to it at least half as much as I enjoyed recording it. Best wishes go out to Things with Teeth and everyone else who contributed to this awesome story. Again, please leave comments and critiques on AO3 or any of the other sites we frequent. And thank you for listening.